Welcome to Welcome Blended back. Up Podcast.
Yes.
This is episode 4, and today we're going to talk about the viral wedding.
The viral wedding. Yeah. Everyone had COVID. We're just kidding.
Back when there was no such thing as masks and hand sanitizer.
I mean, they existed. It just wasn't as easily accessible as it is now.
Yeah, true. And you could give people hugs.
I'm going to introduce myself so we don't forget to do this.
Yeah.
I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Emily.
And we're your hostesses.
But yeah, so let's get into it and talk about the super exciting moment in our life.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, we've kind of mentioned it in the previous episodes about who we are, I guess.
Yeah, like the foundation of why we created this podcast and what led us to where we are today and our relationship and everything like that.
So sorry in advance if we're kind of spotty. We're really tired.
There's just a lot going on in our lives right now that we will eventually share with you. But right now, it's a secret.
My life's not a secret. But it's okay.
But yeah, that's why, and that's also, we apologize for the delay in
episode 4.
Yeah, episode 4, but we have had a busy couple of weeks, so.
Yes, I'm in school and working and trying to juggle podcast stuff, and it's just a mess. Like, you don't realize, it takes maybe an hour, 2 hours to record, but it's a lot of mental prep and you have to allot that time. And so I think we're going to get on a better schedule of like, actually, like, this is our recording day, which if you, anyone knows the two of us, you would think that was already set up way long ago because usually in our lives, we're like way overly prepared.
Yeah.
My type A is astounding, but,
it just hasn't really gone that way.
No, we haven't. This is like our love project that just doesn't really get the love that it deserves. So we apologize.
It's like the third wheel all the time.
It is. It's a really bad third wheel, but, you know, we're going to make it a priority. We're going to try to love it like it's, you know, the second wheel and not the third, but
anyways, okay. So we're just going to get started and talk about the wedding and what led us, or I guess what led me up to making the decision to say not only vows to Josh, but vows to Gage as well, because I think that, I mean, I wanted him to feel included, like, in the actual ceremony, because he was 4, and I'm pretty sure he would have been, like, ADHD the entire time anyways.
Right.
So to have him involved, I think, made it a little easier. But Josh didn't know what the vows said. He didn't know anything that went into them. He was just, like, he just knew that I was going to say something to Gage.
How soon in did you know you wanted to say something to him?
I think that I, you know, it's funny because that was actually a question asked on one of the interviews.
I know. It was on Fox and Friends, right?
Yeah.
So, well, if you haven't watched it, and I really highly advise you don't.
So that interview was really cringy, but.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. So, I think it was just when we had gotten engaged and reality hit me that I was going to be a stepmom and I wanted to make Gage feel special. And I had seen things like on, you know, YouTube and like Facebook of other people saying vows and I thought it was really adorable. And so I just wanted to put my own spin on it. And so I did it and I called him up and I was like super nervous. I honestly think I was more nervous to say the vows to Gage than I was
really
to Josh.
Saying it or do you just like, okay.
I remember it because I remember trying not to cry because I know a lot of people like once the video went viral, so many people were like, oh my God, she's so robotic. Oh my God, she doesn't even sound like she means it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I literally sound like that because I was going to start bawling and hyperventilating if I didn't just get it out.
He did it for you, so it's fine.
Yeah. And so he did all the crying. But yeah, I remember saying it to him, and I remember looking at him and like reading it to him, and his little eyes were like welting with tears, and I was like, oh my God, stop. And I remember thinking, like, is he crying because of my words, or is he crying because of 200 people staring at him?
Probably
right now?
Both.
You know what I mean? So
knowing him, probably both.
Yeah, I think he just felt like a lot of pressure.
You know it was being recorded?
Yeah, of course, because it was actually the funny story about that. We weren't going to have a videographer. Josh was like, no, it's fine. Like, we'll remember it. We have the photos, whatever. And I was like, you know what? No. Like, there's just something in me telling me, like, get it videoed. We want it on video. And you're going to regret it if you don't. So I called up an old family friend. And I was like, hey, would you mind? Like, I hope you're not busy. Our wedding's this day. We just want the ceremony, whatever. And he was like, absolutely. I'll be there. And he literally captured everything that we ever could have asked for. And I remember him telling me, like, because he was like, I even cried when, you know, I teared up as well. And I was like, I can't believe how, like, intense it was. Like, I can't believe how much he cried and how emotional he got. And he was like, no, like, that's Ellen DeGeneres material. And I was like, haha, yeah, right. Like, that's never going to make it that far. Like, I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. Nobody gets out of here. Like, like it's literally never gonna happen. But
we never made it to Ellen. So
we never did. But she did call me. So I'll get into that as well. But when Mike told me that
this is Mike, yeah, the videographer, Mike the videographer. Not my husband.
When he told me that it was gonna go viral, I legit laughed at him. I was like, no, it's not. And honestly, it could have been because I was a little wine drunk, but I also was just like, there's no way. But let me tell you, the next day, when it was, like, all over the news, it was all...
Well, it wasn't the next day.
The next day, it was on their local news.
When did you call me and tell me?
The day after. The day after the wedding.
Okay.
It was because we had a picnic at my dad's house. And I called, so it was on the news, and I remember seeing it, and I was like, holy shit, like, this is real, this is happening. And I thought it was crazy just because of, like, the local people sharing it. Like, little did I know that it was going to be, like, all over the world in, like, 24 hours. So, I remember Mike had called me, and he was like, hey, I'm, like, this is going to blow up. Like, I'm just telling you right now, this is going to blow up. And I was like, okay, like, I believe you this time. Like, I really do. And that's when I called you. Like, I was like, we need to tell Kaylee. This is her son. Like, he's going to be all over the news. I want her to know. So.
Which was super appreciated, because if I would have just woken up and my kids on, like, everything, I'd be like, no.
Okay, this is weird. But, yeah, I just remember calling you, and I was like, I pretty much gave you, like, a very shortened version of what happened and how he reacted. And I think that that's when I shared the link with you, and you saw it, and you were just like, oh my God. And then everything just blew up after that. Like, I honestly don't remember being away from my phone. Like, I had to force myself to put my phone down, and it was constantly plugged in for probably a week. Because I had so many people contacting me, so many people messaging me, calling me.
So, if I remember correctly, you called me, mm-hmm. and the next day, I saw that it appeared on, it was posted on ABC News and Good Morning America.
Yeah. Good Morning America was one of the first major...
Or Today Show. It was Today Show and Good Morning America.
Yeah, those were the first two major news outlets that got a hold of it. And I'm trying to think of what Kathy Lee and Hoda. That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. So Kathy Lee and Hoda watched the video. And I remember my sister, she was like, oh, my God, Kathy Lee and Hoda just told, like, they just watched your video and they were, like, laughing about it and crying or whatever. And I was like, this is insane. Like, this is crazy that my life and my family is on the news like this.
Right.
And so.
And at this point.
Yeah.
It had already been posted. Like mm-hmm. I said, on Good Morning America and the Today Show.
Yeah.
And people were, like, sharing it like wildfire. Like, it was just nuts. People mm-hmm. were commenting like crazy.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, now, I wasn't involved with it at this point. I didn't show up at the wedding. My face wasn't on anything. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
I was just Gage's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at these comments, and people are like, oh my God, she must be dead. She must be a drug addict. She's a deadbeat. This poor child needs a mom in his life. And I'm like, actually,
hey.
I'm right here. So I got offended because I was like, these internet people, like, have no idea the backstory mm-hmm. on anything. I'm going to comment. So I pretty much copy and pasted my same comment on Good Morning America's page and the Today Show. And I basically said, I can look it up if I really need to, and I basically said, hey, I'm actually Gage's mom. Yeah. I love Emily. Mm-hmm. I am so glad that she's in his life to take care of him when I'm not around.
Yeah,
it was because they were living in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that he has a mother figure to be there when I can't be there. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing but love and support.
Yeah.
And I feel like the sweetness of that video, along with that comment,
was
just
huge.
Made it even bigger than we ever anticipated.
Yeah. Because then they were like, oh my god, the mom's supportive, and blah, blah, blah.
And they're co-parenting, and they're great. And
that's when Fox and Friends. So first of all, the very first interview that we ever had was Inside Edition. And they came to my house, well, my mom's house, and they interviewed us in the backyard. And I remember thinking to myself, like, this is so crazy. Like, and then I remember thinking as well, like, I wish that Kaylee was here because this is, like, it's not just us. Like, it's all of us now.
Right. Like, so, my Facebook is blowing up. Yeah. I got 200 friend requests.
In, like, a day.
In 24 hours. I woke up with 200 friend requests. So, it was less than a day.
Yeah.
I woke up with over 100 message requests. My Facebook had blown up. Family sharing it, being tagged in the videos. Like, it was...
It's really
crazy. I had to turn off all the notifications and... like, make my settings to where you could only friend request me if we had a mutual friend.
Mine's still like that because people are still, like, crazy with it. But it was at that point that I think that Josh and I both realized, like, hey, we need to include her in any future interviews or any future, you know.
Which you totally didn't have to do. But it was
nice. But it just made sense. You know what I mean? Like, it felt weird for it to just be us. And so.
When you can't really talk about my perspective either.
Yeah, exactly. I think that, but I mean, you were always asked about, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if people called me, because there was a ton of news articles as well, and those would just be phone calls, and they would just call and ask me, like, you know, a series of questions, and they would always ask about you, and I would just be like, yeah, she's here, like, she's supportive, she's in the picture, we work together, we get along, we're friends, whatever. And it was just like, I just, at that point, I just wanted you to be the one to speak for yourself. And so when Fox and Friends reached out to me, I basically told them, I was like, yeah, we'll do the interview, but will you guys fly Gage's mom out?
Right.
Like, we're not, like, we want her to be there. So, like, we'll do it if you do that. And they were like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, we would love to do that. And so, Fox and Friends paid for, so Josh and I were already in New Jersey, so it was literally just, like, a 40-minute car ride to New York City. Maybe, like, an hour.
I don't remember. It was very early.
We were so tired. It was at like 5 a.m.
We're like eating raspberries in the back of the car, like trying to wake up.
It was so cool though, because we literally met this guy at a gas station. Do you remember that? When we met him, so we left our house.
Okay.
So Kaylee came and stayed with us in New Jersey. We left our house at like 4 or 5 in the morning. Met this dude. It was super sketchy, but we met this dude in like a all like blacked out SUV.
Right.
Remember that
now?
And he was like, I'm your driver. And like, he couldn't really speak well English. And we were like,
well, English?
Or like,
she can't speak well English either.
But his English wasn't very good. And I was like, okay. Like, I'm like, Josh,
here's your taxi to death.
I was like, make sure he's legit. No, but he had like the whole, like all the credentials and stuff. And so this dude drove us in this like bulletproof vehicle to New York City.
Nice and presidential.
Nice and presidential. Like, we felt so official. But we pull up to Fox and Friends headquarters, and, you know, we got out, and I just remember everybody being like, oh my god, you guys are the family. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You guys are the family. And Kaylee and I went to hair and makeup, and the girls there were like so impressed with how well we got along. Like, I remember them complimenting us on how we treated each other and like how we talked to each other. And I don't know. I just think that interview was just really awesome in general because, besides the actual interview, because like I said, it was definitely a little cringy, but, we were super tired. We were in New York City. Gage just wanted to like get out and explore. And, the questions were normal questions, but I think it was just like,
It was our, like, first major TV interview. I don't think any of us had breakfast.
Yeah.
I know I didn't have enough coffee. And it was a really cool experience, though. And if you actually go back and watch it, Gage is definitely showing his age.
Oh, my gosh. He was all over the place.
He was 4 at the time. And
well, remember the other interview, too, from
right.
back home?
Yeah. He's just goofing off because he could see himself in the camera. So he knew that if he made faces at the cameras, he would be able to see himself. And he loved it because he's like, if I raise my right hand, then the left hand shows up on the thing. And it's like, that's not how that works, but that's super cute, dude.
Yeah, he was a freaking, he was the star of the show in every interview.
Always.
But yeah, I mean, that was a huge, I think, like, point of growth, if that makes sense, in our relationship, because I think that people actually were able to see it instead of just, like, reading it on Facebook or, you know, seeing comments or whatever. Like, we were there live, in photo, in picture, like, talking with each other, sitting on the same couch, and people were like, oh my god, wow, like, this is great. Because, like I stated before, I had seen a lot of people do vows or say vows to stepkids, but you don't ever really see the relationship with the biological parents.
Right. And it was cool too, because we were in New York City and we were there for quite some time. My flight out was the next day or was later on that day. And we were walking through New York City and people were like, oh my gosh, that's them. We saw them on Fox and Friends. Yeah. That's so cool. They're actually all together. Like, I remember people like, that's actually them. And it's just,
and let me tell you, like,
super normal.
We don't
for us.
Have like celebrity faces. Like, it's not like you just, like, walk out and you see somebody and you're like, oh my god, it's Brad Pitt. Like, no, we literally look normal as fuck and we're not special, and people were recognizing us. And I just thought that was really huge because it meant we were making an impact on, you know, on people's lives. And I think that was really special. And I mean, just exploring New York City together was really fun too, because didn't we go to the World Trade Center museum?
Yes, we did that, the 9/11 Memorial Museum, and then we went to M&M World.
Oh yeah, Gage loved M&M.
We got really expensive brunch.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Josh was gonna vomit at the cost. I mean, I was gonna vomit at the cost.
Didn't he?
Yeah, I'm like, you don't have to do that. He's like, it's fine. I'm like, okay, big baller.
Well,
I mean, use those taxpayer dollars.
Well, at that point, I think we had gotten money for the video.
Had you?
Yeah, I think we had gotten. So people also asked, like, if we got paid for the video, and the answer is yes. But
not because it happened.
Not because it happened. Like, we honestly don't really. I'm pretty sure all of that money went to Gage's, like, college fund or something. But, or I don't even really know, to be honest. Probably school clothes and shit like that. But anyways, if you go viral, you basically need to get your video licensed, because if you don't, anybody in anything can get their hands on it and get, you know, basically take control of it and do whatever they want.
Right.
And when there was a child involved, we were like, fuck that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no.
Not happening. So,
well, that was my biggest concern is when she was like, you know, this video is probably going to go viral. Like, it's got a couple thousand views already. It's like, okay, well, we need to protect Gage first and foremost.
Because
there's
people
some creeps out there.
Yeah, people do some weird shit. So they license the video, and essentially they pay you like a lump sum of money, as much money as they think your video is worth. And then once you make that money back, you start profiting.
Right.
So that's what we did with them. And I mean, people make like thousands of dollars on their videos. I'm telling you, like, YouTube stars, all those people on YouTube who do weird shit, like, they make crazy money. We did not make crazy money, but I will say we made what the video was worth, I would say.
So basically, licensing the video, like, if anybody knows and has seen the video, that video was used, what year did you get married?
2017.
So it was used for Google's end of the year video.
Mm-hmm.
So Google had to pay to use that video.
And that was a heavy hitter. A real heavy hitter, because they basically, Jukin contacted us and where they were like, how much money, like, how much are you willing to accept from Google? I don't remember I don't remember the numbers. I don't really care about that. I just thought that it was freaking awesome.
Right. So
that we were on.
So all of those videos that you see, if they're licensed, they have to pay to be used. Yeah. So that video is just basically allowing it to not get in the hands of weird people.
Yes. Because that was the last thing we wanted with a small child involved. And yeah, I mean, I haven't even checked that account to see, because I still know that there are new companies who get their hands on it. And when I see a company that I don't recognize, I'm like, oh, let me check the account, because I know they had to pay to use it.
What companies have you seen? I've seen like those Facebook or those social media ones.
Like, that's what I mean.
Teenagers react to viral videos.
It's like, because even if you use a clip, like just a couple seconds of the video, you still have to pay. But yeah, I mean, it's cool to see. Like, to this day, I still have people tag me in it. I still have people share it on my wall.
Same.
Every year when our anniversary comes up, it's nothing. Like, my memories are literally flooded with that video and those pictures and everything like that, which is cute because I love to see it.
But I loved seeing, like, no offense to anyone who listens to this, and I'm not, like, trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but it was so funny, the people who, like, don't really know us, mm-hmm. but, like, know of us, and they're like, oh my gosh, I know who that kid's mom is, or I know them, or I've met this. Like, it's always really funny to see the people who are, like, willing to know you.
Oh,
or willing
yeah.
to say they know you.
All of a sudden we're friends, but you bullied me in high school just because my video went viral.
Or family who doesn't really reach out to you.
Yeah.
So, but it's always funny.
I don't know. I think the whole experience was just unreal. Like, I just remember sitting in bed and just, like, feeling like I was, like, having an out-of-body experience.
Yes.
Because I was just like, is this how famous people feel? Like, is this how somebody famous feels on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Because I cannot do this.
I remember walking into my job and being, like, looking at my best friend and being, like, I think we're going viral. And she's like, excuse me? I'm like, yeah, you heard me.
Yeah, not 100% sure, but it's happening. And I feel bad because it got to the point where I actually had to stop answering people. I think, no, because CNN definitely got a hold of it, but there was a huge, a larger news station who contacted me, and I got to the point where I was like, I can't do it anymore, because it was, like, nothing but that after our wedding. And we couldn't even, like, I mean, we enjoyed the first, because it was awesome, it was exciting, it was fun. But I just wanted to, like, be married and not have to worry about answering somebody's questions about my marriage. You know what I mean? So I was just like, I can't do this. So it just got to a point where I just kind of cut it off and let people share it, let people comment, do whatever. But I just couldn't do the interviews anymore because, I mean, we had to go back to work. Like,
life carries on after.
Life carries on after you go viral. And I remember people being like, oh, they just want to keep going with their 15 minutes of fame. Like, no, I can tell you right now, I cut that shit off. It just kept going on its own. Like,
it's so funny. Like, people ask me now, why are you doing a podcast? And I say, well, so Gage went viral. And they're like, excuse me? Like, not everyone knows who we are or mm-hmm. how we're associated with it, which is nice. Like, I feel like if it would have kept going and we would never be able to just move past it.
Yeah.
But Gage still hasn't moved past it.
No.
Gage
he
will
talks
always
about
think
it all
he's
the time.
Famous.
Yeah, it's awesome. But
one of his friends came over and was like, is Gage really famous?
And you're
I'm like, yes, you should Google him. He's crying in the video. It's great.
Yeah, until they find out what he's famous for. For freaking balling.
No, I don't do that. Yeah. But hey, I mean, little boys can cry too.
No, but Ellen just showed up on the TV and it reminded me of talking about how that happened. So I remember so many people were like trying to get us on the show. Like everybody.
Tagging Ellen.
Yeah. And you can actually put in nominations. So I remember like all of my friends, all my close friends were like, oh, I nominated you to be on Ellen. And I was like, what the heck? That's a thing. I didn't know. And lo and behold, it was probably like a month after we got married.
I think I do remember this and it never really went any further.
So she called me. Or not, it wasn't
Ellen. Ellen
was,
didn't call you?
It was one of her,
I wish Ellen called you.
I know, me too. I would have died. But it was one of her little, like, social media worker bees, whatever. And she was like, hey, I work for Ellen. And if you don't believe me, here's my credentials. Here's what this, because she had messaged me at first before she called. And I was like, oh my God, this is real. And she really worked for Ellen, like, legitimately. And so I remember her calling me And she asked me a series of questions, you know, like they have to pretty much get your income because Ellen's known for giving monetary gifts. And I know the reason we didn't get chosen to be on the show is because Ellen cannot give gifts to dual military.
Really?
So, yeah. So I remember reading up.
Why is that?
Because I don't really remember like the exact reason why. I think it's just something that has to do with like income or something. But if she would have given the gift,
Military.
I know, right? She could have given it to you.
The fuck. I'm just kidding.
But I think that she was trying to give us a honeymoon because we didn't take a honeymoon, but she couldn't because we were both military and you can only give, like, if you look past, or if you look back on Ellen's show and look at the gifts that she gives to military families, it's always to, like, the spouse or something. It's never to the member.
Right.
And if she does give something to the member, it's, like, it's not really, like, a huge lump sum of money or something like that. So, that's the gist of what I got.
Did they tell you that?
Yeah. So, because I messaged her back because I was, like, freaking out as to why I didn't hear anything back. And she had messaged me back, and she was like, I'm really sorry to tell you, but we can't because of your income and blah, 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 and that. And I'm like, yo, we're not making bank. Like, we're in the military. Like, you know how much money we make? But, yeah, she just, long story short. That's
so interesting.
But I'm honestly, like, I'm thankful that we even got considered because, like, that's fucking sweet. Like, we were almost on Ellen. Did you know that we got asked to be on The Amazing Race?
What?
Yeah, seriously. Like, so
why didn't you do that?
So here's what happened.
Okay.
The guy messaged me. Or no, he messaged Josh and I. And I remember
on Facebook.
And I remember coming home from work and I was like, did you get this message? And Josh was like, yeah, I already called him. Like, I already talked to him. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you didn't tell me any of this?
He's like, we're going on now.
And I'm like, are we going on the show or what? And he's like, well, I don't know yet. Like, I have to talk to work and blah, 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 this and that. And mind you, McKinley is still like a little baby. You know, like,
she's, when was this?
This was, so we moved into this house in October. I think it was like right after she had turned one.
So like November. December.
Yeah. Okay. And I remember like talking to Josh about it and I talked to the guy and he was just like, you guys would like, well, I apparently like we couldn't tell anybody that we were doing it. If we agreed to it, we were not allowed to tell anybody. You have to be away from your family for 4 months, I believe it is.
Okay.
So you go to wherever the location is that the Amazing Race starts. You're away from like civilization for 4 months. And then you come home and you can't talk about it until it airs. So a couple of reasons why we couldn't is because one, both of us are in the military. And I know that people in the military have done game shows before, but it's very hard to get that approval, especially for 4 months. So we were both kind of like, oh, it seems a little unrealistic to even ask. So we were just kind of like, probably not the best time right now. And plus, I just didn't really want to be away from McKinley for that long. And my mom was like, wait till I retire and then you can do it. So...
counting on you, girl.
I know. So, well, she's retired now.
Well, let's go. Amazing Race. Where are you at? Come back.
He told us to let him know. So,
well,
it's basically
we're letting you know.
The ball's in our court. I would love to do it. I think that would be freaking awesome.
I think y'all would kill it.
I think so too. But like, I don't know. Some of that stuff's pretty hard. I don't know. We'll see.
You pushed a baby out.
Yeah.
You are a superwoman.
I birthed a human.
Yes.
And she almost killed me. Anyways, love her. But, yeah, I would do it in a heartbeat. I need to get in shape again. And, like, I need to be okay with
it. Human body is a shape. It's yeah. Fine.
I need to be in, like, mentally okay with being away from the kids for 4 months. And across the country.
She can just come stay with me.
Okay. I'll keep it in mind. But yeah, we just had a lot.
That means she has to like me.
She does.
Depending on the day. She likes Michael way more. Yeah.
If you have snacks, she likes you.
Yeah, I just feed her Twizzlers. It's great.
But, yeah, there was just some really cool things that came from it. And I thought that was cool because it's literally been...
years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Almost 4 years since that happened, and they were like, hey, we saw this. Like, he legit said, he was like, hey, I saw your wedding video. I think that you guys would be an awesome pair, an awesome, you know, competitors.
Airman and Marine.
Yeah. Airman and Marine take on the Amazing Race. But yeah, honestly, keep your eyes out for that, because it could possibly be a thing.
That's super cool.
But
I'm not doing it.
We can't do it unless baby mama comes. Unless OG baby mama's involved. It's okay.
No. I mean, we'd have a badass team of four if Michael were to do it. But I don't think they have teams of four.
I don't think
definitely
so.
Teams of two. And I don't really want to go against you guys. And then who would watch the kids? They'd just be home by themselves. Yeah. Gage is in charge.
Gage is old enough. He's seven.
We don't neglect him.
They would eat nothing but snacks and watch Netflix the whole time.
All I see is, like, Gage trying to carry McKinley, and it just going horribly wrong.
He would never change
her. And then he gets his ass beat by her.
She would, too. She's so rough. Oh, man.
She's so funny.
She is. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, moral of the story is that the entire wedding viralness was...
You created the word, not me this time.
Viralness.
Viralness.
That whole situation and experience was just really great.
How many languages did it get translated to? Do you remember?
Oh, shoot.
We had, like, the stats on it
at one
point.
Yeah, we did have the stats.
I think it was, like, over 60? I could be tripping.
It was a lot. I just
and it was in a lot of countries, too.
Yeah, because even the messages that we have on Facebook are in different languages. And I'm like, sorry, I can't understand what you're saying, but thank you for responding and reaching out. Like, I don't know what you're saying to me.
Oh, goodness.
But, yeah, definitely got shared in a lot of countries, in a lot of languages. I know the first week it was, like, in the Philippines and in the UK.
I remember seeing on the Good Morning America video, when the number hit, like, when you saw, like, 2M, so you've...
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's been viewed 2 million times. Like, I just... It was unreal.
Yeah.
It was unreal. And then it's, like, it kept going up. And mm-hmm. then I think now, if I look at it, it's, like, 60 million.
It's up there.
It's up there. It's a lot.
I don't know, but it's up there, and I don't know. I just think that's really cool. And I think that it's cool that it still surfaces every once in a while, because it's just, it's something that we can look back on, and it's something that, you know, people can benefit from still. Yeah. And
or at least it gives you hope, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to sit here and pretend that we are this amazing family
yeah.
who thinks that everyone should just
listen to
what we say. And, you know, we understand that other families have other dynamics, and there's definitely different things that contribute to the reason why their co-parenting is broken. And I never want anybody to feel like we're just saying get over it.
Yeah,
because that's definitely not the case. Because
sometimes you just, you can't be accepted.
Right. This is just our experience. And
yeah.
We do definitely want to bring on people who have different dynamics and different mm-hmm. situations, just to kind of share and feel and let people feel like they're not alone with whatever co-parenting situation they have going on.
Mm-hmm. So. And it's cool because I don't know if you saw it, but we had some people tag us in a blended family pic mm-hmm. on Instagram, and they were like, you should be on the show. And I was like, yes. Like, I love that people are, like, affiliating us with blended families, because I want to hear people's input who are, you know, brought into a blended family, because not everybody has the same journey.
Right.
And people literally, like, probably almost killed each other before they got along. And
yeah.
I mean, there are people who still struggle with the acceptance of, or the acceptance from the biological mom or dad. And I don't know, I just think that that's unfortunate, because I couldn't imagine having to fight with you or having to fight for your acceptance.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I legit just put the ball in your court from day one, and I think that that's what made things flow so easily.
But, and that's not always the case either.
Yeah, it's not always the case. Because a lot of people, you know, the bonus parent doesn't always have that outlook either. Because sometimes they may get into a relationship and think, you know, they need to be the alpha.
Right.
When in reality, in my eyes, I honestly think that any biological parent is the alpha.
Also the biological parent that's sitting here like, you're just so much a part of my child's life.
Oh, for sure.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just...
I just think in the beginning, maybe.
Right.
Like, when you first get into it, you shouldn't come in there like your shit doesn't stink. You know what I mean? Like, just give it some time. Let everybody warm up to each other. And just communicate. Like, openly communicate. And if it doesn't... If you can't communicate healthily, you know, about things that are not pertaining to the child, then just don't talk about that shit. Like, leave it out.
And there are situations where, you know, one person's trying and the other person just can't wrap their head around that. But my thing is, and like I've always told Josh and I've always told Michael and Emily, is like, at the end of the day, I know I can look at my child or I can look at Emily or anyone and say, hey, like, I did the best that I could. So if the other person is fighting you, that's not on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your fault. You tried, and, you know, as long as you keep the child's best interest in mind and you know at the end of the day you can go to sleep and not regret what you've said or your decisions, then so be it.
Yeah. You know? That's a good way to put it.
I think so, too.
And every day is a work in progress.
Oh, shit.
But I think that we do what we can, and I think that, like I said before, just this whole video was just like a gateway to continuously building off of it because of the positive feedback that we got.
And without it, we wouldn't be here.
And even with the negative feedback, it's like we wanted to prove them wrong, almost, right? In a sense. Like,
and we were super defensive of each other.
Yeah, like when people were bashing me, you know, Kaylee was at my defense. When people were bashing Kaylee, I was at her defense. And even Josh, too, and, you know, my family members and everybody who knew Kaylee and I and our family personally pretty much came to our rescue. And, of course, we know, like, when you go viral, there's trolls, and half those people don't even really, you know, care about the video at hand. It's just, they're just there to make people feel like shit. But we wanted people who actually read into it and actually did care to see that we were... you know, civil with each other and there for each other. And I think that that's what made such an impact on people. But
I think so too.
Anyways, if you guys have any questions about the video and our experiences or our interviews or whatever, let us know.
We'll link it one more time just for...
Yeah. Just for shits and gigs,
but it won't be up long. No, I'm just kidding. We'll keep the link up there to the video, but probably not the interview. I won't give you all that pleasure again.
Yeah, we only shared it once, and that's all you get.
One and done. If you want it, you gotta go find it.
But yeah, I mean, just check it out, look into it, and let us know what you think. And if you have any ideas or suggestions for future episodes, let us know. And, of course, we're looking into guests and stuff like that. Yes. We just have to figure out how to get you on remotely.
And if you're interested,
yeah.
If you're local, we're in Virginia Beach. So if you're local, send us a DM.
Yeah, and we'll meet up with you or whatever.
We'll message you and see if we want you on. So if you guys love us and would love to keep loving us, you should definitely go to wherever you stream and review us.
Mm-hmm.
And rate us. It would be super appreciated. That way we can keep doing this. Your listens are so appreciated. I can't believe we have over 100 listens on all three of our episodes. So
I know. It's not even like a lot, but to us it's like, holy crap, that many people care.
And this isn't like, you know, per listenership we get, you know, $20. It's definitely more of a love project than it is a
monetary
situation. But just know that if you want us to keep doing this, we do have to keep the listenership up and ratings and reviews. So it'd be super appreciated if you could do that.
Yeah.
And I think we're good.
Have a Splendid.
Blended. Splendidly blended day.
Adios.
Bye.
Chachos.